Good morning, sir. Before we go on weather, what is your name, sir?
Flanagan.
Flanagan? Okay, I believe that that would be the Honorable Miss Rittenhouse. She will be conducting a hearing, so if you just hold on for a moment, she'll be right with you, sir. And welcome to the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency.
Okay, thank you.
Just take me a moment to get the paperwork started here, Mr. Flanagan.
Yes, ma'am. Excuse me.
Sure. Okay, Mr. Flanagan, you're appearing this morning before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a 412B parole, which is a parole to a detainer, or absolute discharge hearing, sir. Before we start the hearing, could you please just state your full name and your ABC number for the record?
Ryan Lynn Flanagan, 305052.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board. If you look on the video screen to your right, so my left, down that way, is the Honorable Lee Quinones at the end. Next to him, the Honorable David Neal.
Thank you.
Next to me in the middle here is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Over on my other side here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing this morning, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
So we'll start with a brief introduction, and I'll just make sure that I have these details correct. So if there's anything wrong, I'll ask you to correct me. It looks like you're 62. Are you 62 years old, sir?
63. I'll be 64 in February.
Oh, 63. Oh, okay. My math's not too good on that. Okay. And you were certified as eligible for these types of parole that I mentioned, the 412B or the absolute discharge, on January 29th of 2018. You're currently serving 8 years for fraudulent schemes, which occurred on January 1st, 1989. About how old were you then, Mr. Flanagan, when the crime occurred?
That would be, let's see.
We're about
just 34 somewhere.
30s, okay.
Yes, all right, so, yes,
and we're convicted via a plea bargain, it looks like, on August 21st, 2015, and sentenced on September 21st, 2015. Is that the way you remember it, sir?
Yes, ma'am. I guess
okay. Okay. All right, sir. Yeah, as long as we're close, I'm pretty sure that's accurate. Let's see, and it looks like you have no discipline in the prison, so is that correct?
No,
discipline at all.
I don't do write-ups.
That's actually remarkable, sir. You're one of very few people that I've met in all of this time that have no discipline. So that really is remarkable, sir.
Yes,
ma'am. And it looks like you've also... have you finished your GED, or are you working on it? Are you close?
I actually had a GED in the service, so I wrote a novel, so I did get a GED in the service.
Oh, okay. So,
military.
Okay, so you do have your GED then?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, excellent. Okay. And have you done any other programming while you've been there?
There's no program that they've assigned me to, so... I mean, I've never done drugs in my life. I don't drink. I don't do, I don't even smoke, so.
Right, okay. Yeah, I understand. Sometimes some of the programs aren't really relevant. So.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's see. What kind of work do you do, sir?
Normally I was a chef, but my wife and I have a little farm up in Paulden that we plan on working, so.
Okay, okay. And let's see, I was looking at your criminal history. It looks like you had a little bit of the history in Florida with some sex crimes, and there was some probation involved in that?
Yes, ma'am. I'm actually running it concurrent with here.
Okay, so those crimes are running concurrent with your time here?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then here you've got the some forgery and fraud, and you have a, some probation medications for that, sir?
Yes, ma'am. Last time I was on the run, so that's why they didn't
worry. Okay.
So I changed my IDs, so my wife's got a different name than I did, so.
Okay. Well, sir, what happened in the crime? Why don't you tell us? Because it's a little bit confusing, you know, to read the documents and try to piece together what happened. So tell us what was going on in your life at the time of the crime, and why you did that.
Well, years ago, the police officers arrested me, kind of harassed me, and I got panicked and ran. So I ran for 35 years. That's when I met my wife 30 years ago. She didn't know about it, so we got married. We had three kids. It was kind of a shock to her when the police came and got me and arrested me for this. And then the crimes here for signing my children's birth certificates, for signing my tax forms, all that, they consider that fraudulent schemes because I had conspired with an illegal name, and that's why I'm here.
So the original crime that you didn't tell your wife about were the crimes in Florida then?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now that makes sense.
She knew nothing about that, and then, you know, it was kind of a shock, so I'm very thankful that she's still with me. So.
Well, that is good that she was able to forgive
yes, ma'am.
For
that's
that.
Great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Okay. And so the current crime involves you. What, did you open accounts in your kids' names, or did you? What happened?
Yes, ma'am. I did a driver's license. I did all that, and then I guess when the Patriot Act took effect, they realized that, you know, there was something wrong, and that's why they investigated me for a few years and then arrested me, and I've been locked up since. So.
Okay. And you did that to hide your Florida, your identity in Florida? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that kind of makes sense now, sir. All right. And what would you be, what would be the detainer, sir? Where would you be, do you have to go back to Florida to serve some time? Is that it?
I'm not sure. I'm up for parole there too, so I don't know. It's kind of up in the air, so.
Okay, because Ace.
I'd be going home to my wife here. I'm here in Arizona in Poland, so.
Okay, because Ames is showing a detainer in Maricopa County, probation for 3 years, and also Florida Department of Corrections that was placed in January of 2017. So, you know, who knows what that's about. Okay. Well, clearly something is still active because you are only eligible for the 412B to a detainer, so. Then that would have to be resolved if parole was granted. On this crime, it looks like you have a sentence end date of January 28th, 2022. Anyway, yeah. You know, regardless of what happens here, this sentence will be done. You're 8 years, I believe it was 8 years. Yes, will be ending 2022. And you do have the two forgery sentences, and it must be a misconduct involving weapons. Those are all expired.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
those were my wife's guns, so.
So what?
Charged me with it because I was in the house. So.
Right. And they would consider you being a prohibited possessor. Okay. So what was going on in your life at the time? I mean, were you having financial difficulties, or was this all just so your wife couldn't find out about the Florida?
Yeah, that was pretty much it. Yeah, she had no idea, so I just hid that from everybody I knew because I had set up my own. You know, another identity a couple of years before. So.
Okay.
She, yeah.
Well, that must have been very stressful, you know, to be doing that and, you know, being keeping that from her and having to live kind of two lives. I imagine that was very stressful.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
that was stressful. It's what I put him through when I got caught. So it was a lot of stress for them.
And you said you had three sons?
I have two daughters, a 29-year-old, a 27-year-old, and a 25-year-old.
Okay. And what's your relationship with them?
Oh, it's good. It's real good.
Okay, so they're okay with what happened as well? They've forgiven you more?
Yes, ma'am. I'm very blessed. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sir. I want to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Anyone have a question for Mr. Flanagan? Dr. Ray has a question for you, sir.
I spoke with you last year, so I remember you as good seeing you again, sir. Now, I know you told us this last year, but I'm just trying to get my memory back straight on this. Now, you were married, what, about 30 years, sir?
Yeah, 28 and a half. I've been my wife for 30 years.
Okay, and so during that entire period, she was not suspicious that something had happened, or you were that intellectual, so it didn't ever slip out that something was going on, sir?
Are you on lifetime probation or anything once you get released? What's your probation?
No, sir. I don't have any probation except for 3 years I have here in Arizona.
And the charges in Florida were like sexual battery or...
Yes, sir. My sister-in-law accused me of it. And anyway, I just panicked because the police harassed me so long. I had already gone through one trial. And it was overthrown, so they recharged me, and then the police on that. I was young and I panicked and ran. I should have, but I didn't.
Okay. And how old was the victim in that?
She was 13.
Well, because I see in here in Florida you had a sexual in Petersburg. St. Petersburg Police Department has you. Did you get a sexual battery child under 11 years or younger? Is that the same thing?
Oh, yeah. That's because she was 13. But yeah, that's it. That's one.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Flanagan, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity, if you'd like, to make a final statement. Is there anything you thought of that the board should consider as it makes a decision?
Just that I'm planning on doing my best and staying home with my wife and doing our farm. I don't know what else I plan on doing my best to make a difference, you know. That's all. I'm sorry, I'm very nervous.
Oh, it's okay, sir. Understandable. We're just regular old citizens here.
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, thank you for your statement. And, Mr. Flanagan, the board is going to go into discussion. We do our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So just stay on the phone here, and we'll be right back with you in just a moment.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. The board's now in discussion. Mr. Flanagan appears to be someone who made a bad decision in his young life, not that long ago, and chose to hide his problem in Florida instead of stepping up and facing it. For whatever reason, he made that decision as a young person, and it kind of caught up with him, it sounds like, in this situation, and was trying to hide that from his wife. Thankfully, his wife has forgiven him. And his children, it sounds like he's a good relationship with his children. His discipline record, that just floors me, because we so rarely see anyone that has no discipline. But it sounds like Mr. Flanagan is able to follow the rules there. Based on everything I've heard, I could certainly see and he's going to a detainer anyway, and then he'll get that resolved and figure that out. But I would certainly listen to any input from fellow board members. Any other thoughts? Mr.
Johnson? The only other thought that, man, and you're right, you know, to be in prison that long and not have any violation is just good. I'm just a little bit concerned about him not taking any sexual classes to have that sexual battery back in Florida, but I really don't know enough details or information about that as to whether he really needs those classes, but it didn't look like he had anything other than that, so that would be my only concern.
And then the Florida case, just based on what he responded, that sounds like it might be something where there was an accusation made.
Right.
And the fact that he didn't stay to face up to whatever it was, it could be that it was an accusation that wasn't true.
Yeah, he said he was tried once and
it was hung jury or something.
Yeah, and he,
which says to me, maybe there wasn't any.
Yeah, so.
So I don't know. I'm just, that's just my
opinion. Based on his record of what he's done since he's been incarcerated, I wouldn't.
He's not going to be released from the streets anyway, so. Mr.
Yes, I agree. Considering his behavior inside the Department of Corrections and that we are looking at the type of crimes of the case that has an end date that is not far into the future, I think that we can safely transition into Florida. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, do you have any thoughts?
I'm just looking, and maybe you can clarify this for me. His ERC date is May of next year. Does that mean that he's going to get out?
That's our release, yeah.
He'll be out May of next year. At any rate, if this date is correct, then this is what we have. This is information that we have, so I think for him to get out for a few months earlier, hopefully it would not create a problem, and we could start working on that detainer, whatever that is. I don't understand that detainer. Exactly. I don't understand it last year. I don't understand it this year. But I think that would be appropriate at this time for him.
Okay, sir. I'm going to make a motion then, and that is that we grant 412B parole to the detainer for Mr. Flanagan. And that's my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, so 412B2 release type granted. Okay, motion by myself, second to Mr. Johnson. Agreed, Dr. White, Mr. Moore, Mr. Kim. And release type granted will be 412B. And I don't think we need to worry about any. Oh, here. I guess there is. Must satisfy warrant or detainer. And I did not see anything about restitution in there, so we'll just leave it at that. Okay, back to you, Mr. Flanagan. The board has voted unanimously to grant your parole to your detainer. As Dr. White pointed out, which I missed, but he pointed out, we've got an end release date of May 31st of 2019. So you would, at that point, be going anyway. So this will just give you a couple of months of jump on that, and you can start working on whatever it is in Florida and get that figured out. And we certainly wish you the best, sir. We're just very pleased with your performance there in the prison, the fact that you have no discipline, and ask you to keep up with that. And
thank you.
Certainly wish you the best, sir, and with dealing with your Florida situation and with your farm. Okay,
thank
sir?
You. Thank you very much.
So thank you, and we appreciate your participation in your hearing today. Thank you, sir. And this will end your hearing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.